From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. As Boone County extends its health order for 14 more days, the Public Health Department warns that decreasing case numbers in the county do not necessarily mean fewer infections. Boone County Assistant Health Director Scott Clardy says while positive cases are decreasing, less testing could be playing a role.
When you test less people, you're going to most likely see less cases. So that's part of the concern. We're not completely sure that the drop we're seeing is actually real and not just an artifact of less testing being done.
Clardy says increasing hospitalizations due to coronavirus is another factor for the precautionary health order. 66 people are now hospitalized, according to the Health Department dashboard. Health Department Director Stephanie Browning extended the current health order on Thursday. The Columbia City Council voted unanimously to approve the extension during a meeting on Monday night. A grand jury has indicted the St. Louis couple who displayed guns while hundreds of racial injustice protesters marched on their private street. A lawyer for Mark and Patricia McCloskey confirmed the indictments yesterday. The McCloskeys, who are both attorneys, have become folk heroes among some conservatives. They argue they were simply exercising their Second Amendment right to bear arms and were protected by Missouri's Castle Doctrine law, which allows the use of deadly force against intruders. The case has caught the attention of President Donald Trump, and Republican Missouri Governor Mike Parson has said he will pardon the couple if they are convicted. The University of Missouri announced that enrollment grew by more than 3% this fall, despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. As Fernando Naro reports, the numbers defy a national trend.
The coronavirus pandemic has hit businesses all over the country hard, and universities are no exception. According to the National Student Clearinghouse, a nonprofit that analyzes education data, enrollment at universities across the country has fallen by 2.5% this fall. But that's not the case for the University of Missouri. The university's enrollment for the 2020 fall semester increased by 3.5%. That means more than 1,000 new students. Christian Vasey, a spokesperson for the university, says the numbers feel like an endorsement that students want to be there.
We feel like we've proven to ourselves in the community that we have been able to open and open safely.
Vasey also says the university will likely make an announcement about its plans for the spring semester later this month. For KBIA News, I'm Fernando Narro.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson's office says four of his staff members tested positive for COVID-19. The governor officially returned to work Monday after being in isolation for nearly 2 weeks after he and his wife tested positive for the virus. His office says everyone who had close contact with him and his wife were tested. The four staff members who tested positive have recovered. Missouri officials say more than 1,800 state employees have had confirmed cases of COVID-19. The Office of Administration says the Corrections Department has the most infected employees, with 646. I'm Jane Matherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.